The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you would have been hearing in the news today, new town man Kennedy in County Wicklow, the latest town to experience violent protests over asylum seekers. The Garda Public Order Unit was deployed last night as patrol cars were damaged and pallets were set on fire. A number of arrests were made, and indeed people have appeared before court this afternoon. Our reporter Josh Crosby is in new town man Kennedy in County Wicklow and joins me now. Josh, what's the atmosphere like there today?
Well, Kieran, I suppose you'd have to describe it as calm compared to what happened here last night. Yes, there's broken glass strewn along the road up to River Lodge, also known as Trudder House. But Gardaí have a strong presence here all throughout the day. There are vans driving up and down. There are public order units out and about with roads cornered off. Access has been blocked now today since last night on the roads leading up to both sides of this building. Only local residents are allowed through. I first arrived here before midday, Kieran, and as I was walking up to the cordon where a handful of protesters have gathered, the first thing that was said to me by one of the protesters was, what was my name and my occupation? Now, look, chatting for a while, the suspicion, I suppose, the person might have had about me, it kind of died down. But there's a lot of anger here. And a number of the protesters have those snud-style scarves over their faces. One of the first things you see when you drive into the town are signs saying, join our peaceful campaign. Then there are New Town Says No signs dotted around the place as you approach the property. So it's fairly tense. There's no denying that. Even when trying to talk to locals walking the streets, very few want to give an opinion on it. But I did manage to speak with some locals, and we'll start off with this man who was up at the protest last night.
I went up just to peacefully protest, and we were run off the streets. Pepper sprayed the lot. Absolutely scandalous. You wouldn't see it in a war zone.
And did you come near the pepper spray yourself?
No. Thankfully, stayed away from it. Like, the town doesn't have the amenities for these people to come in here anyway. The town is already under pressure.
What are you missing out on? What does the town need?
It's already under pressure. If you have to make a flipping doctor's appointment, you have to wait maybe a week.
What do you think last night will do now? Will it kind of grow the support for the protest even more? Like, do you think?
I hope so, yeah. Definitely, I hope so.
Would you be going back up there again?
I would, yeah.
Law and order has to come first and foremost. The Gardaí were clearly doing their job. I have seen lots of video content of what went on. And, yeah, I don't agree with that kind of behaviour. I know people who have genuine concerns. And I personally have genuine concerns about putting people in appropriate places and the need for appropriate accommodation. For everybody, everybody's welcome, in my opinion. People coming down, agitators coming down, we don't want that here.
Are you living locally yourself?
I am, and I'm a very, very concerned grandmother.
What are your concerns?
They're unvetted. They are actually unvetted men coming in. What are they going to do? There is nothing in Newtown for them to do.
And will you be going up there to protest yourself?
Oh, yeah, I have been up there, and I will continue. We'll continue to protest for my family and my grandkids.
What's the general feeling about the issues ongoing up there?
I think if you look on social media, it's very negative. There's signs everywhere around.
But you're living locally yourself, like, you're not going up there?
I'm not, no. I don't really know how I feel about it. Obviously, I'd want to help people coming in from a worse area, but at the same time, putting them in tents is not a good solution. So in this particular case, I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe. It's probably not the best way to protest it. I'd probably be protesting in the Dáil as opposed to protesting in Trudder House.
All right, there's some of the people on the street in Newtown Man Kennedy today speaking to Josh Crosby, our reporter, who, as I say, is there in County Wicklow. Did you speak, though, Josh, to people who are actually up protesting today? I know some of those people there you mentioned, or they mentioned rather, they would protest in the future, or to those involved in the organisation of the demonstrations?
I did, Kieran. And look, being honest, they were very hesitant to talk to me. There's a lot of suspicion there, I suppose, even going in and out of the businesses in the town. Not many want to share their opinion publicly. And I can see where people are coming from, I suppose. Like, their customers might be very well split on this. So you can understand from a business point of view. But when it comes to this year's election, we know very well there are a number of people who've decided to get into politics due to the immigration issue. They're throwing their hat in the ring for either local or European elections. But it's no different here in Wicklow. I met with local independent election candidate John Larkin, whose main campaign message is Newtown Says No. It's on his leaflets, his posters. He's regularly going up to the site to support those demonstrating. I met with him earlier, and I also met with a man at the protest who's travelled down from Dublin. He's one of these guys wearing a snud-style scarf. I asked them both what they think will calm down the temperature here. John Larkin believes the guards' reaction was heavy-handed.
The word in Newtown is concern more than anything. Because what are you going to do all day up there? Like, I've been up there nearly every day, and the first thing I want to reject out of hand is the axe. Now, the axe up there was for doing the wood. We have pallets and we have a fire. So we have to break the pallets up to put into the fire. So we use the axe to do that. So they found an axe there, okay, but nobody was using it.
What are you lighting the fire for?
Because people are there 24/7. We have a big barrel. The people need to keep warm.
The video I saw last night, that was much larger than a barrel, the fire that was lit.
Oh, no, that fire was lit. What happened was, I can answer, what happened was there was a spark, I say, obviously went across to the pallet and it went up. You know what I mean? You seen the one at the...
But not in the video, you can see people throwing stuff onto the fire.
No, the fire happened because the barrel is about there and the pallets are just about there. So as the spark came across, I mean, people didn't go out of their way to start the fire. That's how it happened. It was just by accidental purposes. That's how it happened.
And do you think the reaction then from the guards to that fire?
Oh, there was totally overreaction.
What do you think would be an appropriate response by the Gardaí to the fire and to, I suppose...
Oh, well, they could have had a blue flu, couldn't they?
You think they should have taken a step back approach?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But you're like...
And what do you think about people from outside Wicklow then joining in the protest? Are people happy?
Ah, no, they were all local. There was no outsiders there.
And your election posters say Newtown says no.
Yeah, so you've seen him, have you? Yeah.
What's the answer? Like, what is the resolution? If Newtown says no, like, how do we accommodate these people?
The only answer to it would be long-term answers that we send a lot of money to Africa is that there's a huge, vast continent. So what we do is get a safe place. I mean, you could take bits from each country and make this is a safe haven for like, the English are going to send them to Rwanda. Isn't that right? Yeah, what's the problem with that? That is their content. Our culture and their culture are so very... There's totally different cultures there.
We offered them peaceful resolutions, one of which I was not speaking for the group, was to simply peacefully arrest each one of us and to bring us away and let the courts deal with it. Instead of that, they decided to call the riot police down.
Did the fire change that?
In one sense, it was their initial aggression down here that led people to first of all build the pallets. Once they started becoming afraid, they started becoming angry, and they acted, to my mind, irrationally in regards to setting up and starting the fire.
Why are people here today? What are the main concerns, or what are you supporting them in?
I am supporting them in one law for all of us. People would not need to be here protesting. We would not need to uphold the law, is what we feel we are doing.
You think people are feeling they have to take the law into their own hands in a way? They need to enforce kind of what should be right and wrong?
I wouldn't say into our own hands or enforce, just act in accordance with the law. These people coming from abroad should not be abused and dehumanised and stigmatised, that we also shouldn't be abused, dehumanised and stigmatised. And I'm sure because of the way the Garda are enacting it, it is going to stoke a situation whereby which people who have hate in their hearts and are looking for any reason in their lives to perpetrate hate on people, will seek to get aggressive here.
All right, that is two of the people protesting at the site earmarked for asylum seeker accommodation at Newtown Mount Kennedy. Some of the texts coming in, there's no blame on the Gardaí, says Chris, but blame has to be put squarely on the government. They haven't a clue. All talk and no action, platitudes and not action is the FFG motto. For people who don't get sucked into the toxicity of the internet, FFG is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, mashed together. Kier not agreeing with what happened last night, but the government consultation cost $300 million for the metro. Pity they didn't build that without consultation like they do with modular homes. Gardaí are doing their jobs and should be shown support. Were young Irish people emigrating vetted in their hundreds?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays from 4.
Well, I was onto the Department of Integration first off, and they say it intends to use the vacant property at Trutter House to help alleviate the serious accommodation shortage. The department strongly condemns any alleged attempts to drive division and hostility towards those who've come to Ireland, and that a community engagement team has been established to engage directly with, I suppose, elected representatives, relevant local authorities, local development companies. But from a law and order perspective then, Kieran, obviously we can't comment too much on certain individual cases, but the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, was here this morning. We know six people were arrested here last night, with some before the course today. When it comes to the damage that was done here last night, three patrol cars were damaged. They had their windows smashed, tyres slashed. Many people have seen the videos of the public order charge against the protesters with their shields. The guards have said themselves there was the use of force, including the incapacitant spray, which would commonly be known as pepper spray. The AGSI has come out now today, renewing calls for extended training and extra resources off the back of this. But when it comes to easing tensions here, Kieran, and looking for a way forward, I also spoke with Bernie Darcy, who's the co-founder of United Against Racism Wicklow. Bernie's partner was originally an asylum seeker himself, so she's a good understanding of the processes involved. She says this is not the appropriate location to be protesting.
I've been with asylum seekers for years, and this is the first time that I've come across pure fear. You hear people shaking like a leaf. Well, they're shaking like a leaf. They're afraid of going into communities where there's protests against them. After all, like, they only come to Ireland for refuge. They don't come to take anybody's jobs or houses or anything like that.
If asylum seekers were to move into this location, would they feel safe?
At the moment, I doubt if they would feel safe. That as individuals to walk down the street, they wouldn't feel safe in case they were attacked.
And why do you think they'd be attacked? Like, are people who even support asylum seekers getting abuse?
Oh yeah, people that support asylum seekers are getting dogs abuse. I could write a book with all the messages I've got on my personal Facebook page, like, over the last few weeks. You're in the shop and, oh, there she is. Sheer intimidation, but you know what? I've been doing this too long to be intimidated, and I'm too old to be afraid.
Look, there will be extremists in every debate, every argument, but walking around Newtown Mount Kennedy today, some people are saying they don't know if there's appropriate facilities in place to cater for an increase in population. But what do you say to those people, or what is the solution?
I say to those people, park it up at government buildings with the government. Your fight isn't against the asylum seekers or with the asylum seekers. They don't have anything, any say about where they come into. They don't have any say about the lack of facilities. It's our government who we all have to unite together to fight to get the facilities in all our towns.
Bernie Darcy there from United Against Racism Wicklow, the group there. What about businesses in the area, Josh?
Well, look, I tried to speak with as many as I could, and they give their views off air. They're not happy to have their hometown sprawled over the news for negative reasons. I asked one guy how his business. He said this isn't doing it any favours. Then another said that the children's GA is cancelled tonight up there due to the pitch being so close to Trudor House.
Josh, thank you very much for that report.